Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today as we count beef cow numbers with Jim Robb in just a moment.
Register now to attend the nation's premier soil health conference January 30th and 31st at the Hyatt Regency and Century 2 Convention Center in Wichita, Kansas. The 2018 No-Till on the Plains Winter Conference features Alan Savory, world-renowned soil health and grazing expert, plus a lineup of industry experts and top-line producers. With over 40 breakout sessions, no-till farmers across the region are sure to find information to make their farms more profitable. Check out the speaker lineup, beginner and advanced events, and register online at www.notill.org.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stalkers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high quality nutrition as well, all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stalker producers with the Rumensin advantage can achieve 20 pounds a head or more of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop by to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. While 2017 is now behind us, we're still waiting on the numbers from Uncle Sam to give us an idea on how big the beef cow herd has grown over the last 12 months. Jim Robb is with the Livestock Market Information Center out of Denver.
One of those first numbers we'll be watching in 2018 will come with that inventory report and the size of the beef cow herd as of January 1. What are you thinking right now?
Well, 2017 and 2018 are key transition points in terms of this cattle inventory cycle. And the heifer slaughter has come up dramatically, started to come up really after the summer of 2016. We have heifer slaughter levels now up to the point where those animals are in the marketing chain adding to beef supply. Cow slaughter is also up. So our general guess would be to put that January 1 inventory up 1.5% to 2% year over year. And that's a slowing rate of growth rather significantly. First 6 or 8 months of 2018 will be key. How many heifers are in the chain? Marketing system, we think that's up based on the cattle on feed reports. And so it appears that we're moderating the rate of growth rather significantly as we move into 2018.
So what is that, maybe a 32 million number for beef cow herd?
Yeah, we're approaching 32 million, and you know, that's probably not that's not as big as we had in the past peak, and one that depending on these cattle weights, it's probably fairly manageable. We'll produce about the same amount of beef per capita, netting out imports and exports in 2018 that we did in 2010.
Looking ahead to 18, what's the producer? What can he experience? What do you think he's going to see, market wise, profitability wise?
Market wise, you know, we kind of had everything come together about as good as it could in 2017, and we don't think we have to go back to 2016 calf prices. But we do see with larger supplies, this 17 calf crop's bigger than 16, 18's bigger than 17, 19's probably bigger again at a slower pace. So we have larger supplies that we're marketing against. The demand side, and especially in the meat market, was very robust in 2017. So we think prices will be somewhat lower, but not pushed back as low as they were in 2016. And that'll be the tail of the next couple of years. The biggest headwind to the overall marketplace, just the sheer tonnage of total red meat and poultry, record amounts. And if anything hiccups in the system, which it didn't do in 2017, Then we have a lot of product that has to move in the fresh marketplace, which is a challenge. And so a cautionary note, not as bad as 2016, a little bit weaker than 2017, but cyclically turning towards moderating numbers. And in a cow-calf producer sense, we're now making breeding decisions that are going to start to reflect as this market tends to consistently move higher probably in 19 or 20.
And Jim Robb says it almost goes without saying, but if you're a good low-cost producer, that gives you the best opportunity to make money in the new year. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, you're invited to be a part of the second annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Winter Policy Meeting coming Thursday, January 25th. It'll be happening at the Reed Conference Center starting at 9 a.m. It's an all-day meeting that'll provide OCA members an opportunity to consider and create policy that'll drive the organization here in 2018. For more information about the OCA Winter Policy Meeting, you can go to their website, okcattlemen.org.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.